Tomorrow will be the first full day from his MTV Unplugged Live album, Tony Bennett, 1994. He wasn't a young man when he sang that. What's better than that? Go get the album and listen to it. Every track is great. Let's now say hello to Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfreditti, and this conversation with Lou is sponsored. Hey, Lou, how are you?
Oh, my God. There's nothing better than that, Tony Bennett. I mean, in general, but that Unplugged album, I was listening to the top of your show when you played that, the Autumn Breeze song. Oh, he's just the best.
This conversation sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. I'm glad to hear you're a Tony Bennett fan, too.
Oh, I got a quick story for you. Years ago, you know, when I used to work for NBC, this is probably the early 2000s. You know, they do that Christmas special on the top of 30 Rock. And I was there on the rehearsal the night, you know, I don't know, it's like 5, 6 o'clock at night. It's in probably late November, early December. And the set designer says, oh, hey, you know, they're recording the thing for the Christmas special across the street. You want to go up there and see it? I'm like, sure, yeah, whatever. So we get in the elevator, walk across the street, get in the elevator, go upstairs. And who's up on the top of 30 Rock but Tony Bennett singing some Christmas song, right? And I'm kind of, I don't know, 50 yards away from him, you know, and they've got all these cameras going. It's so cool. We're like, oh, that's so cool. Thanks so much for, you know, bringing me over here. And so we get back on the elevator to go down, and all of a sudden I hear, hey, hold the elevator, please. And I put my hand out to hold the elevator, and this young man walks in, and so does Tony Bennett. So it's me, the set designer, this young man, and Tony Bennett, who is not a big man. Not a big man, right? I just watched him sing. And, you know, I have a rule, John. I don't bother celebrities. But
I know
I'm
you
in
don't.
The elevator. I mean, he says, he looks at me and I look at him and I go, oh, Mr. Bennett, you sounded great tonight. And I'm just such a big fan of your music. You know, and that voice is like, hey, man, thanks so much. I really appreciate that, you know? And we get down to the bottom of the elevator and he walks in. Well, see you later. I hope you have a nice holiday. And he walks away. And I'm like, oh, my God, that was Tony Bennett. It was amazing.
I love that. I love that. Oh. I love that. And, you know, that's the sort of thing where him just saying, I hope you have a nice holiday.
Yeah.
Is like 1,000 times more resonant than if I said it to you. Or, I mean, that's just a throwaway line. But when a really big, important, famous person says that to one of us, the hoi polloi, doesn't that just make you feel great about that person?
Oh, my God. I mean, not that I didn't already love the man. And I've had the opportunity to see him a couple times at Ravinia, too. And I just have always been a fan of his music. And, you know, he's jazz royalty, right? This guy has sung it all and just such a great voice. And it was really fun. There was just a fun moment.
Do your Tony Bennett again.
Hey, man, thanks so much. You know, he's got that voice. It's exactly how I wanted it to sound. And it was just great. It was great.
And, you know, I think
hold the elevator. Hold the elevator. And I put my hand out. And then this young man, and then Tony Bennett gets on.
And that's different than, say, Tony Bennett's eating at a restaurant and you're walking by his table. No, you don't. But he walked into your elevator, and he knows that you know that he's Tony Bennett. So, of course, then, I mean, you're not going to the top of the Empire State Building or whatever, right? So it's like, it's just a short trip. You just say, hey, I love your work. Thank you. And you sounded great today. That's a nice compliment.
Oh, my God. And it was such a small little elevator, too. There was no way of getting around it.
All right, Mr. Fix-It. Lou Manfredini's on the line. So, Lou, what's the Lou to-do list for the fall now?
Well, I think that it's repairing your screens. You know, I think that a lot of people send their screens in to get repaired. It's expensive. And but, you know, it's not that difficult. You need the right kind of spline, which is the little rubber that goes in between the channel and the frame of it itself. And then you need good screen. And there's a choice there, right? There's fiberglass. There's aluminum, which aluminum's a huge pain in the butt. I wouldn't do that. I would just do the fiberglass. And you just take your time. I had a friend of mine who lives in the city, had a big patio door, and he called somebody to come pick the door up and to re-screen it, and it was going to cost him $300. Now, mind you, they were picking the door up and taking it to their location and then bringing it back. And I said, you know, I think you could probably buy a kit pretty inexpensively. he bought a kit. Now, obviously, when I say this stuff, people are like, oh, yeah, you say that, but that when it's me, it's a different story.
Thank you.
He bought the kit for $50, okay? And he screwed it up the first time, and he did it again. He had to buy more screens, so the whole thing ended up costing him about $70, and he did it himself. Now, screen doors are the toughest to do because they're so big, and you got to be careful. If you're too tight, it'll warp the frame. But instead of $300, and he had to buy all the tools, right? Once you buy all the tools, you know, you're golden. Screen's so inexpensive, and so you take the frame, you take out the old spline, you take out the old screen, you lay it on a flat surface, you run the screen over the top of it, you use the spline tool, which kind of looks like a double-wheeled pizza cutter, and you take it and you kind of evenly stretch it all out and you cut it with a utility knife and you're done. And so I know for a lot of us, because it's been so hot, we've had the air on, and now that it's finally cooling off, and you know it's warm today, but you're opening them up, you're like, oh my God, these screens are terrible, I need to redo them. Fiberglass mesh in the black. The black is the one that I think you see through the easiest as opposed to the silver. And if you take your time, you can do this yourself and save a lot of money.
Okay. Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini's on the line, and he said that as you're looking at those screens and so forth around your home right now is a good time to repair them. Actually, Lou, aren't people maybe, I guess we don't take the screens off. We just leave them there, right, for the winter. But what did you send me a picture of here?
Well, I mean, I have a guy out sick at our Villa Park store, and so he's the one that normally does the screens. And so out here in Villa Park, you know, they had a terrible hailstorm and earlier this summer. But because it was so hot, everybody had their air on, and now they're opening up the windows, and they're like, gosh, I got to get these screens fixed. And so I've been coming out every couple times a week to sort of stay ahead of it. And some of the screens are super damaged and big, and and, you know, it costs a lot of money to have this done. I mean,
So, Lou.
Anyway, you can save money doing it.
So where do I get this kit, you said? You think that the average citizen.
Well, you can come to the hardware store, shop locally. Of course, you can get it online, but you can come to the hardware store. They sell. We all sell the screens. We all sell the spline.
The screens. Wait. Tool. No, the screens. But I'm
in
just going to buy
a
I'm just going to buy a bunch of screen, not a screen to fit the size per se, right? Like I'm not going to get a.
You're going to either buy a 2 foot roll, a 3 foot roll.
Got
or
it.
A four
okay, I'm going to buy a roll of
on
screen.
The width of the screen.
Got
correct.
It.
And so, and it'll be, you know, you'll kind of measure and say, okay, how many screens do I need to fix? And you know, you're probably going to when you buy the tools and everything. I mean, the spline tool is nothing. It's like $10.
Yeah,
and the screen. You mean you won't spend $50 on all of that, and you'll probably, with that, depending on the size of your screens, be able to repair 4 or 5 screens. I mean, quite frankly, I'm looking at the screen, the picture I just sent you right now. They're small screens. There's 4 of them, and we charged $83.
Okay, so then I buy this tool. Okay, one last question. So then I lay this. I take the old screen out. I lay the new screen on. And then I use this tool in it.
You shake it all about. You do the. Go, keep going.
I know. But then, but there's no glue or nailing. The screen just fits into the groove on the perimeter.
There's a track. When you take the spline out, you'll see in the frame that has a track.
Yeah.
And so with a fiberglass, what you do is you'll lay that out and you'll hold it. You'll start it at one end with the spline tool, the wheel. It has a little groove on it, and then you slowly work your way around the track. Now, for most people, you're going to get to the end, you're going to cut it, and you're going to start over. If you're doing it professionally, like myself, I keep the spline all one piece, and you go all the way around. That's what the difference between a pro job and a do-it-yourselfer. But at the end of the day, it still holds the screen right where it needs to be. And like I said, fiberglass is way easier than aluminum. The screens that I'm doing right now are aluminum, and those you have to put a divot in, and you got to really take your time. And if you make a mistake, you slip off there, you hit the aluminum, it's no good. You got to tear it all out and start over. With the fiberglass, it's more forgiving.
Yeah.
You will slip. Right. And if you do, that's okay.
And you like the black screen better than the silver?
I like the black fiberglass as opposed to the silver fiberglass. I think it looks better.
Got it. Okay. I'm sufficiently intrigued. I want to try this now. And it's sort of like replacing a windshield wiper. You'll spend like an hour and a half doing the first one, and then the second one you do in about 30 seconds. So
right.
I'm willing to bet it's going to take me forever to do this, but I'm hopeful that if I get the hang of it, I can be proficient in this. I got a lot of windows. Jim, you're on WGN.
And I could hire you at the Villa Park Ace to come and help me.
I don't think you will hire me. Hey, Jim, what's your question for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini?
So my question is, we're in an older house, and a lot of the interior doors through the years now have, when the weather gets warm, they expand. And when the weather gets a little cool, they contract.
Yeah.
And there's no consistency on it. And I've had somebody get stuck in the bathroom in the summertime because they couldn't get the door open.
What's the trick, Lou? What should you do?
Yeah, you need to hedge your bet on that. I'm going through the same thing in my old home as well with the old doors because it's just a humidity thing. And so on the day that it's hot and, you know, bothered, you need to pop those doors off and probably take a good eighth of an inch off of the door where it's hitting. And when it contracts and, you know, it's a little looser, you may have to do a little bit of an adjustment on the latch to make sure that it works. But on an interior door, you should be okay with the stop. There is a chance that you may have to add to the stop, so you don't see through the door when it's closed. But on the days when it's sticky, pop the door off. You can either use a power planer, which is a tool that you'd have to take the hardware off the door to do this. But probably a good eighth of an inch off of most like wherever it's hitting to reshape the door for that opening.
All right, good luck to you, Jim. Okay. Sorry about that, but that's right. The answer.
No
it's 11:27. Two quick texts. Hey, wait, I'm the screen guys of Fox Valley. We do screen repair, says Danny.
Absolutely.
Okay, Danny.
No, that's great. I mean, most people aren't going to do this. That's fine. But so, if you have the ability to do it, then do it.
Screen guys of Fox Valley. Free advertising for them. Hey, Lou, I need a new front door. I have a door and one side light. My friends are saying it's going to cost me $15,000. What are your thoughts? My home is 49 years old. I bought a new front door recently. I was amazed at how expensive they are, Lou. What's a new front door going to cost me?
Yeah, I mean, installed, it's probably, it's not 15, but it's probably 8 or 9, depending on what you choose. That's probably a good fiberglass door with a side light. There's more than, you know, there's probably some wood that needs to get replaced when the framing goes there. They're not inexpensive. 15's a little heavy, but don't be surprised if you're spending anywhere from 6 to 9.
That's Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Listen for him Saturday morning at 6. I always do. He brought up my name yesterday. Make that Saturday. Said I was a field goal kicker for Joliet Junior College, but I corrected him, didn't I, Lou?
You did. You were a punter and a kicker.
Thank you, Lou. Okay, buddy. We'll be listening. Thank you, sir.
Go Bears.